He said NK Don's team that normally have 20 shots on target in some ways, or 20 shots, we really negated them. I don't think we can come here and outpass this team. I've worked with them for 6 years. It's Carruthers, Reeves, Bowditch, they're outstanding players. Option. At this level, they're very, very good footballers. So I just played a different system today. I mean, a bit more direct, and we sat a little bit deeper. We knew we had people on the break. We worked all week on that goal. That's why I always saw we worked on that actual movement all week. So that, from a coach's perspective, I was happy with that. I thought the grit and the determination, I thought people showed what it took to wear the shirt, and that's important. And then when you, if you came to watch it, there you go. Yeah, they weren't great. They didn't pass how we want to pass. But what, when we started to believe in ourselves after the first goal, and probably for 15 minutes in the second half, when we believed in our strengths, we look a good team. It's when we start questioning and negativity surrounding the place. Listen, these have, since obviously the manager come in, they've had some good results here. And we beat them. And I think that was the most important aspect of today. Yesterday we had off. I thought it was important that they had the day off to be with the families. And I said to them, listen, if you don't repay me in your talent today, repay me in your desire. And I thought they, sort of thought they certainly did do that.
And the other positives you can take, you sort of hinted at it there, the goal, which is a very good goal, and the fact that you kept them out for that second half performance.
Yeah, listen, it's always hard to keep teams at bay, especially here at Stadium and KO. Listen, I've been here for 6.5 years, and this is, everyone knows this has always been a special place for me, and it always will be. I want the Valley to be a special place to me from going forward, I really do. I want to be here for a long time, you know that. I want the badge to mean so much to me that I can't live without it. And you can see, I bought them in after an injury, and I think our fans were there what I was saying. It's important that we have this self-belief and this self-confidence, but equally this desire to wear the shirt with pride. A man's performance in some ways, if I'm being honest. But Crofty, really, some of the tackles he put in was tremendous. The back four looks solid again. We've worked on that for 2 or 3 days, and hopefully we can take this now, we'll take this victory and build our confidence.
Obviously, this is a place that's quite close to your heart,
yeah,
as well.
And the families, yeah.
Yeah. Does it feel different in any way to come here and win?
I've not won here for a long time as the manager. Maybe that was the problem. I've sat in the wrong dugout for too long. listen, it'll always be something that'll be a special place to me. Look at the place, it's wonderful. But when you step in the valley, oh, it's like I get goosebumps thinking about going back there, I really do. And I'm excited by, I just want to get this club going forward. You can say, and all this passion, this desire, yeah, it does, you can see it. But as a very calculated man and a very driven coach, you're seeing how they were coached today. It looked like we worked on defensively an awful lot of things. I knew we wouldn't be as fluent, as flamboyant as what I want my teams to look. I just said that to the players in there. But when your talent doesn't come to the forefront, your heart has to override it. And the heart certainly overrode it today.
You stopped the rot now, and you talked about moving.
I get that. I understand that. But over 90 minutes, we'd lost 2 games. And we should have beat Bradford. We should have beat MK Dons here over 90 minutes. And the first game, it was 2 cup games. We were poor against Peterborough. But I've not got any arguments over that. I thought we looked very sluggish in certain aspects of our game. And hopefully now we can show people what it takes to play for this football club. It's not about me getting the first win. It never was about me. I'm not the most important thing at this football club. It's the badge. That's the most important thing. And the club was not about it. The club is not. You'll be here a lot longer than what I'll be here. And the fans will be here a lot longer than what I'll be here. You're saying, because you're thinking about something else. But no, but it's important that people understand this is not about Carl Robinson at all. This is about my players and the club that I work for. And I want to give my life to this club. I really am. I want to show them that I dedicate things to it. I'm still young. I'm still making mistakes. I'm still 36.
Yeah.
So I'm nowhere near the person that I want to be eventually. And I want to grow this club and develop this club. I thought Joe Aribo showed what it takes to be a young player. He was sensational when he came on. So I want them type of players around me. And you never know. He could be the missing link with a few more players that we're going to try and bring in January.
And how do you move this club forward? What are you going to do in the short term?
I think it's important. I spoke to the president after a Millwall game. I think it was important that he understood how much we were hurting. It ripped me to shreds because I thought we were good for 40 minutes and threw it away. And then second half, we got back in it and threw it away through some sloppy goals and from poor defending. Not through poor coaching or poor desire. We just threw the game away ourselves. They didn't win the game, Millwall. So it's funny, I went to the pub the next day and there was a load of Millwall fans, and then I told them they didn't win the game. We give it to them. That hurt me. I can't wait to go back into that same pub in a few weeks' time. but anyway, but I spoke to the chairman, the president, about going to see him. So me, the captain, Richie, and Catherine, we're going to go over. FTVV play Standard Liège tomorrow night at home. I thought it was important that I go and watch that game. And in the meantime, we're going to try and get a board meeting, have a chat, and do some press over there as well about what players I want to bring in. So I think that shows the intent for me as well. This club can mean so much to so many people, and I want to be a part of this ride, this journey. And the president was fantastic with me on the day after the defeat. He just said, listen, it was one for the fans in some ways, that game. And they're the ones that you have to apologise to, the fans. And hopefully we apologise today. A couple of words sometimes go amiss in this industry. It's about the actions that you take. And the actions today were certainly of a team that was certainly together.